Welcome to We Empower, the radio show that inspires you to embrace your potential, resilience, and strength. In these challenging times, we're here to help you unlock your power to overcome obstacles, pursue your dreams, and shape a brighter future. I'm Anna Martinez, your host for this empowering hour. Welcome, everyone, to another exciting episode of We Empower. I'm thrilled to have you all with us today, and I hope you're ready for an empowering journey ahead. I know that since our last show, a lot has happened in your life, from personal achievements to professional challenges. Each day has presented its own set of opportunities and obstacles, but fear not, because today we're going to take a moment to reflect on the past week together. So sit back, relax, and get ready to be inspired. Together, we will tackle challenges, celebrate victories, and empower each other to reach new heights. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. We're in this together, and together we can achieve anything. Let's make today count. In today's episode, we will be diving into some highlights from the past week and sharing what you can look forward to in the next 60 minutes. We'll start by recapping a few standout moments from the previous week before treating you to a song that hints and intriguing personality of our special guest for today. Stay tuned to hear why this song was chosen by Melissa herself. Joining us today is Melissa Stiers, so we will be sharing insights and stories with us, where I'm very excited about. Following that, I will introduce you to an inspiring book and read a sensory expert from it. To wrap things up, we will open the floor to your questions if time is there, and we will be happy to answer. So let's dive into some highlights of last week. Breast cancer screening. Experts recommend starting breast cancer screening at the age of 45. The age limit was recently extended up to 75 years, but there is now a discussion on whether it should be further adjusted. Abortion debates. The debate surrounding abortion is an important global issue. There are varying perspectives and laws in different countries. And you see also there how much traditional views are there from men's side especially. UN Women. The organization UN Women advocates for gender equality worldwide. They work to strengthen women's rights and combat discrimination and currently work on a special paper for that. Author Leonie Schuller. In her book Stolen Women, she lets light on how men like Einstein, Marx, Brecht, and Gropius systematically deprived women of their achievements. The book serves as both a historical correction and a feminist guide for today. Family Minister Katharina Binz, she's going on maternity leave and will become a mother for the second time. In Germany, it is still something special for a minister to have a child. Environmental awareness and gender. Studies show that women tend to live more environmentally conscious lives than men. There is even talk of an eco-gender gap. So very interesting. And it's interesting because we understand that men are more oriented to profit. Women are more oriented to a planet worth living in. So at the same time, women are more affected by climate change and environmental pollution. Diagnosis of ADHD in adulthood. One affected individual shares her experience of exhaustion, difficulty concentrating, and impulsivity. It wasn't until she was 43 years old that she was diagnosed with ADHD. Right to abortion in the EU. France has become the first country in the world to enshrine the right to abortion in its constitution. There is support for this initiative. So these are some of the current news items that concern women and, of course, the whole world for last week. And so I would like to go then next to the song. But first of all, I would like to tell you a little bit more about the wonderful woman, which I'm very, very happy that we could invite her today here into the show. Melissa, which I know from Davos, from 100 Women at Davos, as a top relationship building and public speaking voice. She's very well known internationally, and she's the head of global growth at MIA. She will tell us later more about that, and she is an amazing best-selling author. And I think if I mention everything of her, then we need, I think, three shows just for introducing her. She's an international protocol and etiquette person, expert in this field, which I like also very, very much because the ones who know me know that I'm a very aesthetical person. And I love also when men behave like gentlemen against us. So etiquette and know how to behave against women. I think this is super important. I'm happy to hear more about that. And she's a champion for upskilling non-technical talent in AI. Super important, as we know, is this just even more important from Melissa's view, because she is supporting women in that. And we, as we all know, a few years ago, Microsoft started a test with a platform where it was about some coder who should code a platform about attraction. They coded this platform, and in the end, it ends up that these people are most attractive, which are white, male, and between 30 and 35 years old. Interested? I think it's not really something where you say, "Oh, wow, that's really that is very confusing." Because I mean, the people who are in behind the software, the people which are behind AI, they put their ideas into it, and this is super important to understand that. And there, I love Melissa's work even more because she is trying to support with us what we can call future. And if we manage that we have equal rights also in coding AI, then it's a huge part of what we mean with sharing equal rights. And this is an unwritten thing. This is behind the curtain, right? And so I'm very much looking forward to hear more about that, because this is super important work she does. So Melissa is located in Florida, Oviedo, and I'm more even happy that she's with us, because with the other time zone, it means much more to her than to us, which I feel is such a normal morning. So thank you very much for her to being here with us. We start with a very challenging song she brought with us, and I'm super interested to hearing what you think about it, but also to talk with her why she's chosen it. And you know, songs are something which is very emotional, it's touching us. And sometimes we even don't know exactly how much it touches us. We know that there is NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, and with this you can bind or concentrate something and make it really, really manifesting into your mind and body and soul by combining something you want to achieve with a song, with a smell, with all your senses. And nowadays, in this quick world, we often forget about that. We concentrate just on our eyes. We forget that smelling, listening is such a huge senses we have to use. And even if we think about songs, songs can give us an uplifting. And I'm super, super happy to go in now into the song, listen to your song, and then start with talking about a song. And of course, even more you and your wonderful things you're moving.
Oh,
Listen to music, listen to the music, and just move those left feet. Yes, go ahead, get crazy. I love that song. And shoot the word, you've got that fire, feel the rhythm getting louder, show the word what you can do, prove to them you've got the moves. Thank you. Thank you for Melissa for this moving, great song. I wish they could now stand up and sing the song together with you. And I love it because it is so full of power and emotion. It gave me really goosebumps. So why have you chosen this song? I mean, I could imagine, yes, but what is your binding to the song?
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me to be able to be with dubbed the superwoman, this great visionary. I'm so honored. So first and foremost, thank you so much. It's just a joy to be here with you. I'm so honored. But this song, really, I have a 7-year-old little girl, and we do a lot of dance parties in the morning because I believe in moving your body and in just being starting the day as happy and as positive as you can. But this song I listen to in the car all the time. It really pumps me up because it does talk about that fire that's inside of you. It talks to, if you have left feet, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what kind of the world is telling you. If you feel that you've got a calling, that you've been told to do something, that you want to make a change, then do it. Show the world what you can do. They don't know it. So I think the words are so powerful, and it rings true. I do feel better when I'm dancing, and I feel better when I'm using my voice and lighting that fire that's already lit inside of me, allowing that to come out. So it's such a fun song at first, but there's so much meaning, as you said, behind it. So it's just kind of, I love it for so many reasons, but it really almost just like a narrative to my life right now as well.
Great. I'm so happy to have you here, really, Melissa. So welcome to the show as an inspiring woman. And you inspired me already with your first words, with your song. And it's great what you're telling, because you gave with your first sentences already a few super important texts from my point of view. Because you said, and I would like to repeat that because I like this so much, start your day with singing. Give your kids also a great start into the week. Justice onto the day, into the moment, enjoying, spreading out your fire and using your energy for something good and creative, and use also the energy music gives you. This is so important, and why I'm emphasizing this. I mean, in the Western world where I mostly live, women are often so restricted to their head, just to their mind. Dancing, spreading out a word, just doing something crazy, just laughing loud. This is all like, you shouldn't do this. This is crazy. People on your age don't doing it anymore. Your skirt is too short. Your voice is too loud. Your laugh is too loud. Your makeup is too loud. Your colors you are wearing is not fitting your age. So what are these believing frames? Who made that? Is it by women? This is, of course, definitely something which is not good for us, not good for uplifting us. And therefore, I love that sentences you said, Melissa. This is so uplifting. And it's so great because give me such a one second to tell you why it's also hitting me personally that much. Because, you know, I have also kids and my nanny, she's grown, she's educated, but you have to, this is important. No. So it's not meeting the kids on an eye level. It's really like, do you have to, don't do this, that. And I'm trying to educate her to move in that direction, but she's not used to doing that. And when I'm there, my son is saying, Mommy, it's so cool because we're doing something similar. We raise up the music and then we sing and by brushing our teeth, dressing up. And he loves it. And he's in such in a good mood. He said, Mommy, when you are not there, I'm not in such a good mood because then everything is a must. I feel not really in a good mood and always says, this is driving me crazy. This is not good to start into a day. I said, yes, that's right. It's not good for starting into the day because every day should have the chance to be the best day of your life.
Oh my gosh. Every day should that almost, that makes me want to cry. And I think you're so right. You can't, the audience can't tell, but I'm in a poofy skirt today because I wanted to be in a poofy skirt. And I think who it does tell us that you have to stop wearing and be reserved. And you're right, especially in the Western world, you know, you and I, we're all over the globe. And so we get to be with these different cultures that know how to let their, you know, we call it let their hair down. But there is so much reservation and kind of so much fear. The older women get, you know, my daughter's 7 years old. She has no fear. She'll dance, she'll sing, she'll whatever. But the older you get these messages that you can't do that. You can't be who you are. And yes. I'm done with that. I am living authentically. If you think I'm weird, that's okay. I love you anyway. But that's who I am. So I love that you're sharing that with your son. And it is powerful to start the day with joy, to end the day with joy, for me to bring joy wherever I can get it. Because the world is hard enough, for Pete's sake. It's hard enough. Like, let's have some fun and energy. And let's stop with the judgments. And you and I have talked about this before.
Yeah.
Women, let's stop judging each other at least. Let the men judge us, but can we just stop judging each other?
Exactly. Let's start uplifting. And when even everybody has something which is a talent, and we don't need to we should stop concentrating on the bad things. Uplifting is about concentrating on the good things. And I mean, we have this culture so embedded here, which is, she's doing bad. Oh, she hasn't followed the instructions. Why can't we do it vice versa, saying, hey, look how brave she is. She has a great style. I love it. Or, wow, look, she's trying to get now with her age into preparing this and that and this. Also startups, for example, starting a startup with 70, the people say, oh, is she allowed to do this? Isn't she too old for that? No, every age is a right for everything crazy you can do. Isn't it like that?
I love that. Every age. That is absolutely. There's no age. There's no age limit on what you can do. No age
yeah.
limit.
And before we step into the break in a minute, I want to share a very small story of a woman. She is in the 80s. She's living here in Berlin and she has a red hair. She has here put to the top. She's always going very straight. She has two huge dogs she is having right and left to her. She has always very high shoes, very special made. I think she's made, it's handmade. And she's wearing huge, huge, really colorful things, which are long coats and with a lot of feather on it. And so very eccentric. And I love her style. And I once turned to her and said, I like that. You're enlightening my day when I'm seeing you with your dogs. And she's loving it. And she said, I like that you're saying that. She said, I meet so many people which said, this is crazy how you're dressed. How old are you? And she said, I'm so young as you can't be with the question you ask me.
I love that. I love that. That's my goal. Go out. Stay big and bold.
Exactly. And that's a great, great sentence to bring us into this small break. And we see each other in 3 minutes to talk further with you. And I'm so much looking forward to getting more insights from your life and from your great, great organizations. So stay tuned after the commercial breaks of around 3 minutes. We'll continue our conversation.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hello, back. We've covered some intriguing topics in the last minutes together with an exciting woman and expert, Melissa. And now we will continue our conversation. So, Melissa, I'm so excited to have you here. As a power, really power woman, I would love to be your daughter dancing with you every morning. It was so great to imagine this. And she can't be very proud to have a mother like you. I mean, every story starts with something, right? Maybe you would like to tell me or tell us here, how are you back? How are you today? What brought you here to this really exciting woman and role model for everyone around the world?
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you. I'm thrilled to be here. I'm actually originally from Florida. I'm from a very small town. And after college, I went to Washington, D.C., where I really built my career. And I started very humbly. I started it as administrative assistant. And just over time and over, I think, a lot of hard work and some very kind people, was able to build a career where I was the traveling chief of staff for the president of George Washington University. So I led about 60 delegations to over 35 countries all around the world. So when you talk about protocol, that's where I became a protocol officer then too. So I just learned so much about different cultures and was able to did a lot of work in the Middle East and in Asia and in Europe. And so it really opened my eyes to see there's so much going on and there's so many interesting, beautiful, incredible people out there doing great work. And the more that you travel and the more that you have conversations, you understand our similarities are very great, because I think sometimes the media and different, you know, even in politics, they try to tell us all our differences. But when you're able to sit down and see somebody and have that real conversation, yeah. you say, actually, I have a lot of similarities with this wonderful woman that I'm sitting with in Jordan or in Beijing, you know. So I was really lucky to build a pretty great career in Washington, D.C., which eventually I'm now, like you said, with MIA, Mission Impact mm-hmm. Academy. We are an upskilling platform for non-technical women and non-technical talent. And our goal, I'm so excited, it is to upskill 1 million non-technical women in AI and emerging tech by 2030. And it gets me so excited, because I just believe yeah. that right now it's almost an equal playing ground for women yeah. with AI. And I think it's our time to be a part of this AI revolution and not get left behind. So that's kind of where I'm at in my career journey right now.
That's so impressive, what journey you made and ending up here. I mean, it won't be an end, I'm sure about that, but it's such a great mission you are in, and such an important mission. And I remember years ago where we talked about AI, nobody had this this idea in mind. It was just about, oh, okay, AI is working like this. How comes? And figuring out that it decides what you take in, what you get out. And that once you have put it in and the machine is running, it's hard to stop it. If we are talking about really important softwares, which are then getting feeded, grow. I mean, there won't be then the fact that after 2 years, oh, I see that it looks like that there are too little women, that the information got in and the first time is maybe wrong. Let's do it completely again. Nobody would say that, right? In a world which is, of course, still led by men. And where for people who are owning the power, there is no need to think, oh, okay, I'm not so interested in power. I will give it to women. This is not which is in the heads of the people, right? I mean, we're talking so much about collaboration, but in the end, I think people are not ready for that. What do you think?
I think you're right. I think that we've been lucky. I've been lucky because I've had some wonderful male mentors. The president yeah. that I worked with, you know, he was fantastic. So I do think that men and women, there are some that are open to that, but this whole idea of competition and having to fight and elbow our way to the table and I'm exhausted with it, Annabelle. Seriously, like I'm really exhausted with it. And I think that I only want to surround mm-hmm. myself and work with people that want to collaborate and want to bring me to the table. Let me yeah. bring them to the table. I think that the more that voices like yours are heard and amplified, yeah. that when we start hearing those echoes in our heads, the yeah. haters and the people that are just so competitive and so don't want to see you win, that gets drowned out. But that's why voices like yours and this show is so important. So yeah, I see both sides, but the work you're doing is just, it's changing the game for this is what's making the change. These conversations and the work like yours.
Thank you so much, Melissa. And I think you're right. I mean, I did so much social work for women, for girls in the past, in Egypt and Africa and France, wherever I was. But I felt in the end that it was just like many jobs. And I feel that it's much more important to take my energy, take my contacts, take everything I have to a higher level of connecting with women, which are likewise, as you, driver, powerful, engaged, positive, supporting each other, because then we can start a firework which will never end, and not by fighting against a man, but surrounding them and saying, hey, you're invited, come with us.
Yes.
It's a workplace space for all of us, right?
Yes, you nailed it. You're invited, not to exclude. We are inclusive. Come help us, come be a part of it. I think Gosh, that's such a good point. You know, we are not, I'm not anti-men. We're not anti, we're like, please come work with us, lock arm in arm. And I think that's the difference. What you just said is we're inclusive. Let's be collaborative together and stop with this siloing and separate and us versus them. And because that's never, we'll never win that way. We will never get ahead that way.
Exactly. And I mean, we talked beforehand about a few traditional tendencies, and I was shocked a few weeks ago where I had a discussion with some parents. It was a parents' meeting at the school, and we were all nice to each other, had small talk, and then we were saying goodbye. And there were a few parents which didn't say goodbye to me. Well, we had a really good conversation before, and I said, hey, and can you see me? I would like to say goodbye to you. It was nice talking to you. And then they said, oh, but here in this class, your kid is a son, right? I said, yes. Okay, doesn't make me a minor person not to say goodbye, or what is the reason? They said, yeah, we don't want to go stronger or closer to you as your mother of a son. We just want to group with parents of girls. I said, oh, what is the reason for that? They said, yeah, you know, girls need to protect each other, support each other. We don't need the boys. I said, but my son loves to play with girls. So it's forbidden now from your point of view, or what does it mean? And I was really a bit of, okay, I can't believe this. This is super crazy. And then they said, yeah, currently we feel like that, when we want to push the boys out and we just want to group the girls. I said, okay.
Oh my gosh. This is 2024 and you're having that conversation. That is that. Yes. Literally, I have tears in my eyes. That breaks my heart. That breaks my heart for your son and for the future. Because I have a little girl who plays with boys all the time. Like, they run. There's different skills that they build from each other. There's a beautiful love. What are you doing when you tell a five-year-old, no, don't play with the boys? Like, that is, oh my gosh. Oh, I have a fire now. I'm like, that is just the opposite. That just breaks my heart. Oh my goodness. Wow, that is such the wrong, in my opinion, that is such the wrong message. This is the now, the five-year-olds, the seven-year-olds, the 10-year-olds, to get them to be together so that they grow up and they're advocating for each other. And your son's like, I've had best for girls that are my best friends my whole life. Of course, they need to be a lawyer with me, or they need to build this business with me. Like, oh my goodness, what a terrible, terrible perspective in 2024. That just is... That really hurts my heart. So that means we've got to speak out louder and even more. Oh my God.
Exactly. I was so shocked. I thought first I smiled because I thought it was a joke.
Right.
And yeah.
Oh my goodness. That makes me so sad. But that's you're sharing what is still happening in this world with educated people that you would think would know better. That's super disappointing and slightly depressing. Oh my gosh.
Exactly. I was so shocked about that. I couldn't imagine that this is nowadays time.
I think that's something that we really have to watch out for. You know, you and I were both, you were speaking about the UN. I was up there for the CSW 68, and that was something that I was happy to see. It was amazing to see all these women come together and just for women's equality and rights and equity. And it was beautiful. But the theme was, we have to bring men with us. We are not excluding them. They're with us. We have to have them with us. It's such a powerful point. I think we will fail and we will be so alone if we make it an us versus them type of situation. Then we will never ever get to that equal playing ground if we say, no, we're not going to go there with you. And I feel that same way with women. You know, you and I have talked about this. Women, we are each other's harshest critics. And I'm so tired of that as well. That's why I adore your work and what you do. You bring women to the table, you highlight them, you champion them, and you don't have time for the people that are not going to do the same. Like, I really appreciate how you live your life. That's why I connect with you so well. But my goodness, there's still apparently a lot of work to be done if we're having those conversations with five-year-olds. My gosh. Oh my goodness.
But would you like to tell a bit more about the work you do with your organization? Because I'm really, really looking forward to hear more of that.
Yes. So, you know, at MIA with Mission Impact Academy, we are actually moving to a membership model. Our two founders, they came together and they saw that there was such a huge lack in women equality in the tech movement. And if you think about it, if you go back to, you know, the early 90s and that dot-com movement, it was all men. If you go and look at, if you look at Facebook, MySpace, Instagram, Snapchat, this is all men that are leading that
That's
they were
right.
the ones that were leading. And right now with AI, I'm not going to say that it's a totally equal playing ground, but it's close to being an equal playing ground. We know that we can get women upskilled so that they will be able to stay relevant and stay in careers as time goes on. The World Economic Forum predicted that I think 85% of the jobs that are going to be created by AI, they're not even in existence yet. And from
Wow.
those jobs, 80% are women's jobs. Okay? So think about this. 80% of women's jobs will have an AI element to them. So what
Yeah.
that means is it doesn't mean that women that AI is going to take over the job. It's the people that know the AI that will take over the job. So
Yeah.
that's why we want women to understand artificial intelligence and this emerging tech so that they can stay in those jobs, they can upskill, and they can succeed and propel their careers. I look at myself, I'm someone with a communications background. Technology very much scared me. I was not good with math,
Same
not good
to me.
with science. Yeah, I'm like, give me, I'll talk all day, but don't make me do anything scientific. So the word like a prompt engineer, anything with the word engineer, I would run away from a job like that. But what prompt engineering is, it's just basically doing marketing and writing with an AI twist. What we do is we kind of hold out our hands and we say, hi, non-technical women and non-technical men, we want to make this a safe space, safe place for you to learn. There's no question too dumb. There's no question that we think you should know. We want to bring you in to our community because we're a community, and we want you to learn and continue to learn the skills of the future. So I'm excited. This is the first time we're talking about it, but on Monday we are launching a membership program. So it's going to be a 12 months basis because as you know, technology changes all the time. And so this way, the women can stay plugged in and what you learned last month might be very different than what you need to learn this month. And also what this work does is that it meets you where you're at. So if you don't know what the word meta is, if you don't know what the word prompt means, guess what? We're going to tell you. We're going to figure it out. And we're in over 65 countries right now, Annabelle. We've got some amazing women that worked with us in Nigeria, these entrepreneurs that won huge contracts because of what they learned with AI. I have a dear like woman I love. She's a mother of eight in Los Angeles, California. She got a massive new job because of the work that she did in working with Mia and knowing and learning AI. So we see the opportunity for women's lives to be changed, to be propelled, for their careers to grow. We really, really believe in it. So we've got 1,500 women that are learners. We've got 20,000 women community right now. And
Amazing.
we're growing and we are so ready for others to join us because we don't want anyone left behind. We don't want anyone to be afraid. And you've probably seen this. There are so many people afraid of artificial intelligence.
Absolutely.
It's here. So let's learn it together. We're holding out our hand. So that's the work with Mia that I absolutely it I love it because I love seeing women's lives changed.
Wow, thank you so much, Melissa. And I'm very honored that we have you here today in the show. And it's the first time you're really enrolling it. So we have just 1 minute left, unfortunately. And I wish we have even hours more to talk about because it's so fascinating to listen to you, to discuss with you. And I'm so happy that we share so many things. So really looking forward to talking further afterwards with you. But maybe you would like to share just a few hacks. What is your secret to stay so healthy, so engaged every day with a full of things you are managing?
Oh my goodness. So I hate that I'm this person now, but I'm now a morning person. So I get up, I do my meditation, my prayer, my journaling, I get grounded, and then I plan my day. I plan out what's happening, what has to take place. I implement some AI tools. I track my time with Toggle. Always I'm on ChatGPT. I use Claude to kind of get my news all together so I know what's going on and can have intelligent conversations, but really grounding myself in the morning and then doing the dancing and freeing myself to know that anything's possible. So that's kind of how the morning start and then the end of my day ends with gratitude because I think there's always something to be grateful for. So that's just a little snippet into my mind. I'm just so thrilled to be a part of this conversation. I can't thank you enough for having me. This has just been such a joy.
Thank you so much, Melissa. Thank you so much for the engaging discussion and for the great insights that define you as an inspiring personality. I'm really looking forward to our ongoing exchange and the impact we will continue to make together the world a better place. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So after the commercial break, we will continue with the introduction of an inspiring book that we've selected to you. Stay untuned.
The station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Now let's move on to the introduction of an inspiring book that can be a life changer. So for today, I sorted out a book which some maybe find a bit weird when they see the title. It's Why Men Love Beaches. So Why Men Love Beaches by Sherry Argoff is a provocative and empowering guide for women seeking to take control of their relationships and maintain their independence. Argoff challenges traditional notions of femininity and offers refreshing insights into the dynamics of romantic relationships. Through witty anecdotes and practical advice, she encourages women to prioritize their own needs and desires while maintaining an air of confidence and self-assertiveness. While the title may be controversial, the book's message is ultimately about self-respect and assertiveness, qualities that can lead to more fulfilling and balanced relationships. So I would like to give you some background information about the author. Sherry Argoff is an American author and relationship expert known for her candid and no-nonsense approach to dating and romance. Drawing from her own experiences and observations, Argov has become a sought-after voice in the realm of self-help and women's empowerment. Her writing style is bold and straightforward, resonating with readers who appreciate her unapologetic attitude towards love and relationships. About the general background of the book, Why Men Love Bitches was first published in 2002 and quickly gained popularity for its unconventional take on dating and relationships. Argov's central premise is that men are naturally drawn to women who exude confidence, independence, and self-respect. The book offers practical advice on how women can assert their boundaries, communicate effectively, and maintain a sense of autonomy while navigating romantic relationships. So overall, in one sentence, the overall message of Why Men Love Bitches is that women who prioritize their own happiness and self-respect are ultimately more attractive and desirable to men. So I would like to give you a few tips from the book. First, don't compromise your values or priorities for the sake of a relationship. Second, maintain your independence and pursue your own interests outside of the relationship. Third, set clear boundaries and communicate your needs assertively. Fourth, don't be afraid to say no and stand up for yourself when necessary. 5. Keep a sense of mystery and intrigue you to keep the relationship exciting. 6. Focus on your own personal growth and self-improvement. Trust your instincts and don't settle for anything less than you deserve. So I would like to read a few parts out of the book and give you afterwards a summary with 5 quotes from the author. Why Men Love Bitches is a relationship guide for women who are too nice. The word bitch in the title does not take itself too seriously. I'm using the word in a tongue-in-cheek way, representative of the humorous tone of this book. The title and the content address what many women think but don't say. Every woman has felt embarrassed by appearing too needy with a man. Every woman has had a man pursue her, only to lose interest the minute she gave in. Every woman knows what it feels like to be taken for granted. These problems are common to most women, married and single alike. So why do men love bitches? An important distinction should be made between the pejorative way the word is usually used and the way it is used here. Certainly, I'm not recommending that a woman have an abrasive disposition. The bitch I'm talking about is not the bitch of weirds or the man-inspired character that Joan Collins played on Dynasty. Nor is it the classic office bitch who is hated by everyone at work. The woman I'm describing is kind yet strong. She has a strength that is ever so subtle. She doesn't give up her life, and she won't chase a man. She won't let a man think she has a 100% hold on her, and she will stand up for herself when he steps over the line. She knows what she wants but won't compromise herself to get it. But she's feminine, like a steel magnolia, flowery on the outside and steel on the inside. She uses this very femininity to her own advantage. It isn't that she takes undue advantage of men, because she plays fair. She has one thing the nice girl doesn't, a presence of mind. Because she isn't swept away by a romantic fantasy, this presence of mind enables her to wield her power when is it necessary. In addition, she has the ability to remain cool under pressure. Whereas a woman with too nice gives and gives until she is double-loaded, the woman with presence of mind knows when to pull back. Among the hundreds of interviews I conducted with men for the book, over 90% laughed and agreed with the title within the first 30 seconds. Some men chuckled, as though their best-kept secret had just been revealed. Men need a mental challenge, they said. Time and time again, this was the recurrent theme. The men I interviewed all phrased it slightly differently, but the message didn't change. Men like it when a woman has a bit of an edge to her, they said. Two things became clear across the board. First, they would regularly use the phrase mental challenge to describe a woman who didn't appear needy. And second, the word bitch were synonymous with their concept of mental challenge. And this characteristic, above all, they found attractive. When I used the phrase mental challenge with men, it was immediately clear to them the quality I meant. On the other hand, when I interviewed hundreds of women, rarely did they understand the same phrase. They often related the phrase to intelligence rather than to neediness. It wasn't just that much hunch was confirmed by these interviews. They also strengthened my sense of purpose. I thought that anything that's obvious to men should not be kept a secret for women. This book addresses the very issues that men won't. He won't say, look, don't be a doormat. Don't always say yes. Don't revolve your whole world around me. This book is necessary because these are things a man will not spell out for his partner. And the chapters that follow, you will find your message coming through out loud and clear. Success and love isn't about looks. It's about attitude. The media would have us believe differently. A teenage girl picks up a magazine and reads, get that boy's attention, with an item of clothing or a certain look, red lips or red nails. This nail color or lipstick will wow him, the magazine assures her. And what does a girl learn? How to obsess over someone else's approval. Then there is the issue of how the media treats aging. The teenage woman evolves into a 20-something woman with confidence, and the media bombards her with negative images of aging. The message here is two wrinkles and a stretch mark, and she's marked down like that last season's merchandise that sold at half price. And what does she learn? How to obsess over someone else's disapproval. So what's the message of this book? It's that a bit of irreverence is necessary to have any self-esteem at all. Not irreverence for people, but rather for what other people think. The bitch is an empowered woman who derives tremendous strength from the ability to be an independent thinker, particularly in a world that still teaches women how to be self-abnegating. This woman doesn't love someone else's standards, only her own. This is a woman who plays by her own rules, who has a feeling of confidence, freedom, and empowerment. And it's this feeling that I hope women will glean from reading this book. The woman who has a positive experience with men possesses the ever so subtle qualities I discuss in this book, a sense of humor, and an aura that conveys, I'm driving the train here. I will tell you where we get on and where we get off. This woman has that presence of mind to do what is in her best interest and an attitude that says she doesn't need to be there. She's there by choice. The bitchy women, who are so loved by men, give off a devil-may-care quality and, yes, have that edge. This is that same edge, coincidentally, that men say they find so magnetic. The difference is this woman isn't looking for it outside herself. It is a special quality she carries within. And I read a bit further until I give you as a summary, five quotes from the author. From dumb to dream girl, act like a prize and you will turn him into a believer. Sophia Loren says, sex appeal is 50% what you've got and 50% what people think you've got. Everyone has known a nice girl. She's a woman who will overcompensate, giving everything to a man she barely knows, without him having to invest much in a relationship. She's a woman who gives blindly because she wants to so much for attentions to be reciprocated. She's the woman who goes along with what she thinks her man will like or want because she wants to keep the relationship at all costs. Every woman at some point has been there. Certainly, the average fashion magazine gives women ridiculous relationship advice that makes it easy to understand why women are so eager to overcompensate. Play hard to get, then cook him a four-course meal. Bake him Valentine's cookies with exotic sprinkles shipped from Malaysia, just like Martha Stewart. Don't forget the little doilies and the organic strawberries that you drove 2 hours to get. Then serve it all to him and on the second date, wearing a black lace nightie. And what is this a recipe for? Disaster. So she gives in the end also some attraction principles. And these are not just one. No, these are 100. And I just take 4 or 5 of it. So anything a person chases in life runs away. The women who have the man climbing the walls for them aren't always exceptional. Often, they are the ones who don't appear to care that much. A woman is perceived as offering a mental challenge to the degree that a man doesn't feel he has 100% hold on her. Sometimes, a man deliberately won't call just to see how you respond. If you start out dependent, it turns him off. But if it's something he can't have, that becomes more of a challenge for him to get it. So let me give you a summary with 5 quotes from the author. First, a little distance combined with the appearance of self-control makes him nervous that he may be losing you. Second, men are attracted to women who are in control of their emotions, who don't react impulsively. Third, men respect women who can communicate what they want without being emotional. Fourth, never let a man knowing everything. He will use it against you later. And fifth, remember, men are never attracted to women who try to force them to be attracted to them. So thank you very much for listening to me. And I hope that you have taken something away for yourself or has perhaps piqued your curiosity and interest enough to want to read the book. So if any of you have book recommendations you'd like to share here, or if you've written a book yourself that you'd like to see featured, just reach out to me. Sometimes we find ourselves in situations that are challenging, and then it's great to have books like this, I guess. So that wraps our next episode of We Empower, the weekly radio show who dedicated to celebrating the strength, resilience, and limitless potential of women around the globe. Join us again next week as we continue on this empowering journey, sharing real stories of triumph, upliftment, and empowerment. Your presence and engagement mean the world to us, and we appreciate you taking the time to tune in. Remember, this time is a gift for you to discover new inspiration, embrace exciting insights, and find the motivation to live life to the fullest. Together, we rise and your contribution matter. Don't hesitate to get involved by sharing your book recommendations, suggestions for inspiring individuals, and questions that are close to your heart. Your voice is valued, and together we can make a difference, a huge one. Thank you for being part of our community, and until next time, keep shining and empowering others. Together we rise. Happy Easter.
Crazy, anyone can do it, sing, oh yeah.